against the glass wall and shoved my hands in my pockets. The glass felt cold against the back of my arms. Frank remained silent. Thick jaw muscles rippled at the corners of his face as he stared me down. There was plenty about Taylor and the job that he wasn't willing to share, or had been prohibited from revealing. At times, things worked that way. We'd all become accustomed to it. And it was beneficial. The less I knew about a target, the easier it was to complete the assignment. The less Frank knew, the less guilt there might be over handing it over to me. I operated with a general understanding that if a government agency signed off on an order and sent me to someone's door, there was a pretty good reason. The justice I was dispatched to enforce was quick and generally merciful. We should all be so lucky. So, Brett Taylor, while he provided service to his country for over a decade, must have done something pretty heinous for me to be sitting across from Frank staring at a blank service record. I sat down, placed my arm on the desk, leaned forward. Where and when?
New York, he said. Brooklyn, close to Prospect Park. He's due back 10 days from now on Tuesday the 9th.
I had a place in New York, a few friends there, too. It'd be better if they didn't know I was coming into town, though, not for something like this. Know his itinerary? I said.
Not yet, but we'll get it.
He's in the States now?
Coming in international.
From where?
Not sure yet.
I'll have Bear tail him. Frank pressed his lips together so tightly they turned white. He'd never been a fan of my partner, Riley Bear Logan, whose nickname suited the guy in more ways than one. The big man and I had been best friends since boot camp. After I left the SIS, we went into business for ourselves. I trusted him with my life, and I didn't care what any of my contacts thought. Bear handled himself and got results. We were a great team, better than Frank and I ever were. He's in, I said, or I'm out. Frank took a few deep, ragged breaths and then nodded.
I'll make sure you have the flight info in time. I'm waiting on additional details of Taylor's offices, residences, and so on, in case there are alternatives. I'll fax them over as soon as I get them. Meanwhile, limit how many sources you reach out to. As you can imagine, if something this high profile leaks, we'll all go down for it.
Got it. I rose, turned, grabbed the door handle, and pulled it open an inch. The air from the overhead vent shot past me on the path of least resistance. Take one more shot at it, I thought. Letting the door fall closed, I turned around. What did this guy do? Frank diverted his focus to his computer monitor and shook his head. Come on, Frank. Just between you and me. A single laugh escaped past his pursed lips. He shuffled his mouse around on a gray square pad, clicking the left and right buttons.
You know, people end up on these lists at times because of conversations that go too far. If I say anything more, it'll be someone like Brett Taylor paying a visit to both of us.
Fair enough. I turned my back to him.
Jack.
I didn't look back. Yeah?
Close this out, and maybe I'll tell you everything over a pitcher or three. In the meantime, Happy New Year.
Chapter 2.
Located on 4th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue, the five-story brownstone loomed like weathered ruins amid the surrounding rehabbed and renovated buildings. The owner had received multiple unsolicited offers to purchase for reasonable sums, but he had refused to sell. The building held too much value for him. Presumably, Brett Taylor didn't care that the building was in shambles, or that 9 of the 10 apartments inside matched the rough exterior. I guess everything he needed existed in that 10th, pristine apartment. Between Frank and one of my sources, I had a 5-year history on the building as well as the day-to-day nuances of life within its walls. When the block showed no human activity, I crossed the street and forced my way inside the brownstone. A combination of human waste, sweat, mildew, and cigarette smoke pelted me, and I nearly gagged at the overwhelming stench. After a few moments, I adjusted and then continued past the entrance hall, which branched in two, one passage leading east and the other west. The first floor had 4 apartments. From the looks of things, transients and homeless occupied